In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Welcome to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
Last fall, Congressman Virgil Goode of Virginia introduced a House resolution expressing the sense of Congress that the United States should not engage in the construction of what is called a NAFTA superhighway, or enter into any type of North American union with Mexico and Canada. This resolution did not pass before Congress adjourned in December, but the new Congress surely ought to open an investigation to get all the details about such plans out on the table for public view. Congressman Goode's resolution pointed out that the economic and physical security of the United States is impaired by the potential loss of control of our borders, and that we are concerned about the plan to build a NAFTA superhighway from the west coast of Mexico through the United States and up into Canada, which would be a major highway of a North American union. He pointed out that it would be difficult for Americans to collect insurance from Mexican companies that employ Mexican drivers if there were any accidents, and that foreign trucks in our country can pose a safety hazard due to inadequate maintenance and inspection of the trucks. He also pointed out that a NAFTA superhighway can facilitate the entry into the United States of illegal drugs, illegal human smuggling, and terrorist activities. Another aspect of these plans is that the NAFTA superhighway is expected to be controlled by foreign companies collecting the tolls, and that would threaten the sovereignty of the United States. Congressman Goode and the co-sponsors of his resolution concluded that, first, the United States should not engage in the construction of a NAFTA superhighway. Second, the United States should not enter into a North American union with Mexico and Canada. And third, the President and Congress should indicate strong opposition to these proposals that really threaten the sovereignty of the United States.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Despite all the public debate over NAFTA, like most Americans, you still probably don't have all the facts. If you'd like more information on the secrets and hidden agenda behind NAFTA, just write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Mention the word NAFTA. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, and now the man who says he gets enough exercise just pushing his luck.
I should feel good.
Derry Brownfield!
Hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today is October the 23rd. That was the day they started up the trail with the two you heard, or something like that. Wrote a song about it. Yesterday, however...
Whoa. How's that song go?
I cannot sing my version on the air.
You've been singing it up and down the hallway all morning.
Well, it's October the 23rd, a great day. Not as good as February the 2nd, but those are the two best days in the year. But anyway, I was born in Boonville, Missouri, and that town was named after its founder, Daniel Boone. And Daniel Boone was not born on October the 23rd, but he was born on October the 22nd, which was yesterday. And this would have been a little more fitting yesterday, but we had Jerome Carsey on. And when Jerome Carsey is on, in fact, we didn't even take any calls yesterday. The man is so knowledgeable. You know, I could listen to him all day and all night, but we'll have him back again. Jeff, we need to get him back on again. But anyway, Daniel Boone was born 273 years ago yesterday. And I have an article here written by Jen LaGrisha in Chicago. And they write, Daniel Boone versus the nanny state. What would happen if Daniel Boone tried to do today what he did back a couple hundred years ago? And she begins by saying, today is October the 22nd. That was yesterday. It marks the 273rd anniversary of the birth of the American icon, Daniel Boone. This death-defying adventurer axed his way through the Appalachian Mountains to say, and by the way, I'm pronouncing Appalachian properly. I know you were taught in public school it's Appalachian, but you go out there and it's Appalachian. Okay, he axed his way through the Appalachians to settle Kentucky and open the western frontier. He stamped across the rock-hard life, stamped across his rock-hard life is the trademark of America, the pioneering spirit to cross new frontiers and control one's own destiny. Back then, people ran their own lives. Today, our vastly expanded nanny state looks after us. Is this a good thing? Imagine you're a pioneer of yesteryear. How would you fare with today's nanny on your back? As you prepared your covered wagon for journeying west, inspectors report that your wheels fail to meet safety standards. The canvas on your wagon is not fire retardant, and the yoke on your oxen could be harmful, no, not to you, but to the oxen. Although you've traveled safely in the wagon before, you're slapped with fines and forced to correct all the problems. You leave for your journey with a lighter wallet and a heavier spirit. When you reach your new town, you find that land isn't cheap anymore. The government took huge tracts off the market to preserve the wilderness. One of the townspeople sells you a plot at 10 times what he paid for it. You learn that he was one of the councilmen who passed a law preserving the wilderness. He smiles to welcome you to town, but you have difficulty smiling back. You plant a crop, only to learn it's forbidden. The government decided there was enough of that crop, and any more would lower the price, so you find that your neighbors on the town council who passed this law are the same folks who grow the crop. You also discover that some farmers produce no crops but get paid for their empty fields with your tax dollars. You suppress your frustrations and search for a way to succeed. You enjoy making furniture, so you decide to open a shop. But wait, you must file permits with a dozen agencies. This means hiring lawyers and accountants, which you cannot afford, so you must give up your dream of starting your own business. You get another jolt. It's a tax bill. You discover that your nanny demands a big piece of you to fund the agencies that are ruining your life. You're just starting out, but you feel drained. The promise of a new life has vanished. In time, you learn to play the game. You join the town council to build government instead of furniture. You work in a blacksmith shop where you do a lousy job, but you get a law passed that forces your boss to pay you more than you're worth. Your wife cuts the townswoman's hair. She worries about losing customers to a new haircutter. But you get the council to enact a law requiring any new haircutters to complete 500 hours of instruction and pay a hefty fee for a license. This protects the public from unsafe haircuts. Despite your maneuverings, you feel no joy. Your life is no longer in your control, but depends on the arbitrary whims of the council. You've lost the confidence and drive you had when you started out. You become fearful and convening. The town has destroyed you. That was conniving. You become fearful and conniving. The town has destroyed you. What happened to this hypocritical, this hypothetical town is also happening to our country. Once we live by our own efforts, now we demand government entitlements. Once we respected the rights of others, now we pass laws to tax and control everyone. Once we reined in government to unleash individual freedom, now we rein in the individual to unleash state power. Once we were pioneers springing toward the American dream, now we're distressed travelers caught in a maze called the nanny state. The nanny state is the antithesis of America. It violates a person's rights to act freely and instead compels him to follow the state's dictates. It corrupts the citizens by giving some groups unearned benefits at the expense of others. It corrupts officials by giving them unchecked powers to dispense favors, to make or break lives, to control entire industries, to confiscate property, to redistribute wealth, and the people of its unbridled power by telling them that they will take care of as if trading freedom for dependency. It uses a chilling weapon of the police state force to impose its edict. Today's nanny concocts a bitter brew of hundreds of alphabet soup agencies to regulate our lives. How many modern pioneers are choking in the campfire? Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
And before we go to the telephones, let's go to Lou in Arkansas. Hi, Lou, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Derry. I'm calling to alert everybody that the Senate is back at amnesty again. Senator Reid has invoked a Rule 14, which is bringing forth the DREAM Act, without any committee oversight, anybody even seeing the words on it, and they're going to vote on it tomorrow. Now, the American public spoke pretty loud the last time they tried to do this amnesty, and this is now a Trojan horse because they said, oh, it's for students, up to anybody that came into the United States illegally, brought by their parents as below the age of 16, but that's not really all the facts. It goes up to age 30, and once you make one of these individuals a citizen, he has a right to bring his relatives in. And we're talking probably in the neighborhood of at least 1.5 million plus, that's just the ones that are actually students, and another several million through fraud and make-believe papers, et cetera.
Yeah, I've never really tried to read the act. I guess it's not even available, is it?
This version isn't. Nobody knows if it's the same as the last one, and that Rule 14 basically says that, you've all read it before, we're just going to vote on it again.
Yeah, but tomorrow
is a cloture vote, and if we can stop it at its tracks, then they won't even vote on the act.
But anyway, that's about the same thing that the American people got so upset about, got it up in arms and backed off the legislature back, what, several months ago when we were calling it the amnesty. They called it something else again. But it's the same thing. I'm sorry, what?
The Great Compromise.
Yeah, but it's the same thing all over again. And as we've said many, many, many times on this show, hey, you can vote things in, they stay forever, even like the Endangered Species Act. It's expired, but we still carry it out. Yet when something fails in a few months, it's back again under another name, and they're going to cram this through. They'll keep trying until they get it done.
Well, the thing that's really disturbing about this one, the one that was defeated at least had some oversight and governance protections. This one has none. There is nothing that the new powers given to the Department of Homeland Security. In fact, once this is passed, they've got to keep their hands off. So this is really a Trojan horse just popping the doors open.
Okay, hey, Lou, appreciate the call. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
And we have returned. The other day I was talking about the Department of Agriculture setting rules for meat sold as grass-fed beef. And the rules don't mean anything. Actually, the USDA grade means practically nothing. Now, the grade does. I'm sorry. The U.S., well, sometimes it doesn't either. But the USDA inspected means literally absolutely nothing, because they don't inspect most of the meat that comes into this country. And it'll still have a USDA inspection symbol on the box. Anyway, now they're coming out, the USDA again, the United States Department of Agriculture, and they're going to determine what grass-fed beef is. Now, the people that are in the grass-fed beef business say, hey, no problem, we feed them grass. That's it. We don't use carbohydrates. We don't use corn, wheat, barley, oats. We feed them grass. In the summertime, grass hay in the wintertime, and they're grass-fed, okay? Well, not with the figures the Department of Agriculture is coming out with. The USDA has changed the regulations considerably from what the grass-fed people want. They were announced Monday. They do not restrict the use of feeding animals in the wintertime. In other words, you can pen the cattle. The people that are in the business leave the cattle outdoors year-round. They graze summer and winter, and if there's snow or ice on the ground, they feed them hay. But they're outside all of the time. With the government regulations, they don't have to be. And they don't even say how long they can put them up in feedlots. In other words, the figures say from the first frost in the fall until a frost-free date in the spring. Well, that's half of the year in many states. Anyway, the American Grass-Fed Association said it's going to set up its own certification program. They don't want the Department of Agriculture to be involved at all. He said the public perception is that grass-fed animals are on pasture. Now, this is what Dr. Patricia Wisnett says, and she's the veterinarian and president of the Grass-Fed Beef Association. She said, and it's not only beef, I think they take lambs into consideration here, too. It would set up its own certification system. The public perception is that grass-fed animals are grass-fed. They cannot be confined nor given hormones or antibiotics. Now, Mr. O'Connor, he is the chief of the standard branch of the department's livestock and feed program, said it was important to set standards on feed. Okay, the rule's going to take effect November the 15th. That's just a month away. And new standards would require growers to have their farm and records inspected by the Agriculture Department before they could use the USDA process verified seal, which means absolutely nothing anyway. The Growers Association certificate would be based on a more stringent standards that would require animals to be on pasture or rangeland all year long, be free of antibiotics and hormones, but anyway, the government figures say, oh, yeah, you know, you can treat them if you want to. You can use hormones if you like. So, hey, the people that do this don't want any part of the government. Anyhow, where do you get grass-fed beef today? Most of it comes from Australia. And as I've mentioned before, I talked about this the other day. When you're in Queensland, Australia, and I know more about Queensland, that's the only state I really know much about. But it's cow country. It's not in the outback because nobody goes to the outback. I mean, there's nothing out there. But in cow country, they have pubs along the roads. Maybe the towns, Toowoomba is the big cow capital of Queensland. But they have pubs along the road, maybe every 50, 60, 80 miles apart, and they serve grass-fed beef. You get a little beef sandwich, and it's delicious. There's not a thing in the world wrong with it. But anyway, so much for that as we speak. Now, just to show you how the government affects people's lives in the food business, here's a lady, Lois Smith, and she raised a couple of pigs. And she took the pigs to a local packing plant, to a butcher shop, to have them butchered and cut up so she could take them home. Now, the plant, of course, has a USDA inspector there. And the USDA inspector condemned the carcasses of both hogs and sent them to the rendering plant. Now, why did they send them to the rendering plant? Why were they condemned? Well, the government inspector said they were intact hogs. You know what an intact hog is? That is a boar hog that has not been castrated. If he had been castrated, he'd be called a barrow, B-A-R-R-O-W. But they were boars, but they were young hogs. And she says, my food was stolen and destroyed under order of USDA. And they indicated they're going to charge her for the slaughtering. Yet they gave her no option of getting her meat back and then told her that they sent the meat to the rendering plant. She said she raised the hogs on organic feed, extra milk, and family table scraps. And then there's a number here they want us to call the butcher shop. It's not the butcher shop's fault. It's the government's fault. The butcher shop had nothing to do with it. The inspector is the one that demanded that the that the carcasses be condemned. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
SwissAmerica.com reports gold prices dipped to $750 an ounce Monday on profit-taking and stock declines as the dollar rose and oil fell to $86 a barrel. Gold closed in New York down $10.70 to $752.90. Silver fell 3 cents to $13.46. Gold is again demonstrating how a healthy bull market functions. Two steps forward, one step back. Smart investors will buy gold on the dip, says Swiss America CEO Craig Smith. More at SwissAmerica.com. Learn the secrets of successful gold investing from the most trusted name in gold coins, Swiss America. Find out why smart investors are diversifying out of falling dollars and into rising gold, a trend experts say will continue for another decade. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-BUYCOIN. For your Gold 101 DVD, booklet, and CD. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-BUY-COIN today.
Are those nagging aches and pains keeping you from doing the activities you'd like to do? Are you looking for safe and effective nutritional options to support your back, joints, or nerves? Is your skin too dry or lacking that healthy glow? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular structural support nutrient is low molecular weight hyaluronic acid. Hyaluronic acid is the backbone of cartilage. It holds moisture under your skin, and it forms the lubricant in all body joints and the discs of your back. Our customers tell us it is the fastest-acting nutrient for joint and low back support they've ever experienced. Our female customers love the way their skin looks when taking hyaluronic acid. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Don't let age make you feel old. You have choices at Wellness Resources.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show, and here's the star of the show, now the man who says, never ask a barber if he thinks you need a haircut, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. Isabel. Hi, Isabel. You're on the air.
Yes. I have a comment to make about this locker plant. What happens if we, are they going to do that when we take a buck deer in? Your season will soon be on.
Okay, in case you're just tuning in, this lady in Virginia, by the way, had two butcher hogs that had not been castrated, and the USDA inspector condemned the carcasses and sent them to the rendering plant. She got nothing out of the deal. She said her food was stolen, destroyed under orders of USDA. And whoever sent this email out, gives a name and address and telephone number of the plant and says, tell them what you think about the way they do business. The plant had nothing to do with this. The plant had absolutely nothing to do with this. It was a USDA inspector.
Uh-huh.
And we eat buck deers. We eat bulls without castrating. Now, a hog does have a little different a set of hormones, but deer do too. Deer in the rut season have a musky odor. But hogs, the male hogs do have a boar smell about them. But we used to think that when you, if you had an old herd boar, you had to castrate him first and then let him heal, totally heal, and then you could sell him on the market. Not that there's any law against it, but nobody would buy them because the meat does have a tainted flavor to it. The interesting thing today is the pizza manufacturers want boar meat. They want it to smell and taste that way. So anyway, this was strictly a deal where you've got some ignoramus working for the government that just condemned them for absolutely no reason. Now, you know, for two hogs, she's not going to be able to sue the government. But it just shows you how little respect our federal employees have for people's property rights. Anyway, I don't know about your deer story, but anyway, Isabel, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
We, you see this sort of thing, and really, I've known government inspectors. Preferably, I think we should do away with all USDA meat inspection. It should be done at the local level. We should have local inspectors. We do have state inspectors, but they have a law that meat cannot be moved across state lines unless it's inspected by the USDA. Yet meat comes in from all these foreign countries. 20-some countries bring beef into the United States, and practically none of it is inspected. The whole thing is just a great big joke, and it's not a laughable joke. Now, here is kind of a laughable joke. I guess if I lived in Atlanta, Georgia, I wouldn't think so. But after what happened at Klamath Falls, Oregon, this kind of gets to be a joke, all right? Now, if you remember Klamath Falls, they had the sucker fish there in the Klamath Falls River, and the ranchers were not allowed to use the irrigation water, which they moved out there to use. This whole Klamath Falls thing was built just so they could settle that part of the country and farm it. And then the Endangered Species Act comes along, which, by the way, has expired, shouldn't even be paying any attention to it. And in Klamath Falls, if you remember, we talked about it daily. The president went up there, and I said if he had any guts at all, he'd go to the hardware store, buy a bolt cutters, and cut that chain so they could go in there and turn that water loose. Anyway, they put the ranchers out of business, bankrupt many of them. But now Lake Lanier is in, it furnishes the water for Atlanta, Georgia. And they tell us now that it's way low, that there's just a few weeks' supply of water left. And it's going to dry up Atlanta, Georgia. Some 3 million people live there. The shoe is on the other foot now. It's not just a bunch of farmers. Hey, this is going to hurt. So the governor of Georgia is Sonny Perdue. And he says he's fed up with the Army Corps of Engineers. He blasted what he called the silly rules governing the water supplies. Nothing that even if the state got replenishing rains, it could not by law conserve those. It must release 3.2 billion gallons downstream every day. I'm quoting the governor now. The actions of the Corps of Engineers and Fish and Wildlife Service are not only irresponsible, I believe they're downright dangerous, and Georgia cannot stand for this negligence. Hey, don't worry about it, guys. The people in Klamath Falls stood for that negligence, all right? Anyway, the rain falls, I'm still quoting some of these people there in Atlanta. The rain falls from the skies and ends up in the reservoirs located in the sovereign republic of the state of Georgia. These reservoirs do not belong to the United States government, nor does the rain that falls into them. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You haven't read the new laws, the new rules and regulations. All water now belongs to the government. You're not up to date on this, you guys. The Army Corps of Engineers, and I'm reading again, the Army Corps of Engineers and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service are now stomping the state of Georgia and its elected government in order to protect mussels and sturgeons, or so it's claimed. Note the discussion below for Klamath Falls. This is all being done under the Endangered Species Act and international treaties. But did the government ever have legal authority over fish and game and wildlife within the sovereign state of the Union? Now, this is interesting because this has been to the Supreme Court on at least two occasions, and the federal government, according to the Supreme Court and the Constitution of the United States, has no authority whatsoever over fish and game. The United States Constitution does not provide that Congress has any authority concerning the fish and wildlife within the country, and this has been previously litigated with obvious results in McCready versus Virginia in 1877. The Supreme Court held regarding the fish within the oceans. The states own the tidewaters themselves and the fish in them so far as they are capable of ownership while running. And it says, and then it goes on and on and on. It's a long thing. But there has been, however, no such grant of power over the fisheries. These remain under the exclusive control of the state. Like fish, the Constitution simply grants no authority to the federal government to control the wildlife within the state of this nation. And this has been noted in several cases. And then they name a couple more, United States versus Chevre, which concerned the issue of whether Migratory Bird Act in 1913 could apply. And I didn't realize, here we go again, 1913. We can give Woodrow Wilson credit for that Migratory Bird Act. Through this act, Congress sought to extend protection to migratory birds by limiting the hunting season and otherwise placing restrictions upon hunting of these birds. As is only natural, upon adoption of this act, federal officials started enforcing it, and here they had arrested a fellow by the name of Chauver in Arkansas for shooting a bird. Chauver moved to dismiss the charges filed against him on the grounds that the act contravened the 10th Amendment by invading the jurisdiction of the states upon a matter historically reserved for the legislation by the states. And it goes on and again says, hey, the government has no authority. And they would not have had any authority had it not have been for these treaties that they had signed. Okay, Judge Tribier, now this happened in the state of Kansas, but in 1915, the issue of the Migratory Bird Act was again before a different court, relying upon its own research, and the law was well decided, likewise concluded that this act was unconstitutional. So here we've had three different, the Supreme Court twice, and the Kansas Supreme Court once. The above decisions have never been overruled. They stand today as valid authority for the proposition that Congress under the Constitution does not have any direct grant or power to regulate and control fish and wildlife within our country. So, anyway, it goes back to these treaties. When Congress wants to go around the United States Constitution, they do it through treaties. And they've done it as far as the Fish and Wildlife Service is concerned. And we see more and more of these treaties being passed. In fact, our government is working on one right now with Peru. Now, I hear music in the background. A little interesting thing is happening in Bloomington, Indiana. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
And we have returned. Let's go back to the telephones. Lynn in Iowa. Hi, Lynn. You're on the air.
Yeah, Derry. I was over in Germany in 2003, and I was looking around, and there was a guy guiding us around, and he took us to a dairy farm, and then he told me, he says, I'm going to take you to a bull farm tomorrow. And I says, well, how many bulls has this guy got? Oh, he says, about 1,200 head. I says, 1,200 head? I says, where does he rent all these bulls? Well, Lynn, he says, he don't rent all these bulls. He says, they eat them. I says, they eat bulls? He says, yeah, we don't castrate any cattle over here. He says, if you castrate anything over here, you have to eat it yourself or you sell it at a dock.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, I had a friend that was in the bull business just like that. This is back many, many years ago. They were in Indiana, and they used Holstein bull calves. And as soon as they got them where they could put them on a grain ration, they fed them a hot ration, got them up to, I don't know, 700 or 800 pounds, something like that, and then butchered them and sold them as baby beef type beef. And but there's not a thing in the world wrong with eating bulls, but and really. Your big old thick neck bulls are the ones that bring a top dollar at the packing plant.
Yeah,
you know, I've told this story before, but when I was at stockyards, we saw a demonstration, but they took a bull. I don't remember what he weighed, but let's say he weighed a ton, and they butchered him, and we saw the meat. The meat was there, probably, you know, 1,000 pounds of meat. And then they took 1,000 pounds of ice. This was all done on scale so you could see it. And when they ground up that meat, they had ground up 1,000 pounds of ice. So they took 1,000 pounds of bull meat and made 2,000 pounds of hamburger out of it.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't castrate their fats over there at all. It's all bulls.
Okay. Hey, appreciate the call. Now, we need to go to Bloomington, Indiana. Bloomington, Indiana has a Buddhist display as part of its publicity for a coming visit from the Dalai Lama. He's a-coming. And a group of Christians took two stone sculptures of the Ten Commandments to City Hall and placed them there in order to include Christianity with Buddhism and the religious beliefs being promoted by the city. The city officials took down the Ten Commandments immediately, describing that act as a violation of the First Amendment because the Christians did not have permission to place the limestone sculptures there. They described the Buddhist display as art and culture, not religion. Now, when we come back, we'll go into some more detail on this thing. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the... I don't know if I ever gave her a number today or not. Somebody had it. It is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
But now, most of my listeners know G.D. Oliver. He's executive director of the Paragon Foundation. But what is a paragon? One listener recently called me on the air and read the definition for the word paragon out of Webster's Dictionary. This is what he said.
It says, model or pattern of superior excellence or perfection, compared to, equal to. Folks, I'll tell you one thing about Paragon Foundation that I found out. They do the work on a dime, and they take the 9 cents change and invest it. If you go down to Alamogordo, New Mexico, and you'll find out they don't have a big fancy building down on White Sands Boulevard. These folks are ranchers, they're good people, they wear jeans and boots, and they got a smile on their face, and they got faith. And they're good folks, I'll tell you what. I'm a member of the Paragon Foundation, and I highly recommend them.
So what are you waiting for? Join the Paragon Foundation today. Just call toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's expecting over 3,000 head, including 850 fancy Charolais and Angus calves from Adrian Farms. Now, Oscar Manza manages Adrian Farms, and he purchased Brownfield Charolais bulls many years ago, so several hundred of these calves will still be carrying some of those Brownfield Charolais bloodlines. Kenneth Hill and Roger Fraser will each be selling a 100-head string, and Gail and Helen Martin have consigned 90-head. All the above are white-tagged, while John and Scott Idle's 80-head are red-tagged. Other consigners include Stevenson Farm, Dr. Dixon, Ned Snyder, Russell Billington, Richard Farms, Buddy Sayre, Jim and Bill Willis, David Callahan, Donald Lloyd, Blanchard Farms, Wyatt Farms, David Fraser, Don Chapman, Andy Clem, and Zach Harris. Over 3,000 head will be selling this coming Monday, October the 29th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. In Bloomington, Indiana, the city hall is accusing Christians of politics because they said, hey, look, the Dalai Lama is coming. You've set up all this information about Buddhism, and all we want is to put the Ten Commandments alongside that display. Amy Bermit is one of the group objecting to the Buddhist display. She said, we clearly feel that we're being discriminated against. We clearly feel that the city is breaking the First Amendment, promoting one religion over another. A city official told the Christians that she had decided that the items were art, not religious, as part of the city's rejection for equal time for Christian symbols and representations. Now, the deputy mayor there was James McNamara, and he denied the city promotes one religion over another. He said the display is of the display of the statues of Buddha and other religious artifacts are, in fact, cultural. Said there would be a ceremony with His Holiness, the 14th Dalai Lama, at the Tibetan Cultural Center there in Bloomington. He said, look, we look forward to His Holiness, the visit, and this special ribbon-cutting event, which will be open to the public. The display features photographs and craftwork of Tibet. It also is a peace tree in City Hall, where the public is invited to write their peace wishes on paper strips and tie them to the tree branches. The city is placing Dalai Lama banners on city street poles and publishing articles about the philosophy of Buddhism in a city-funded magazine. Now, to Bible-believing Christians, this is pagan worship. Commandment number one, thou shalt have no other gods. The same politicians, then, will say, God bless America. And you wonder if God can bless a pagan nation anymore, and we are fast becoming one. It took a lawsuit to convince politicians in Olympia, Washington, but a nativity scene will be allowed in the Capitol Rotunda in Olympia, Washington this year as a result of a lawsuit brought against the state a year ago when officials put up a holiday tree and allowed a menorah to be displayed, but refused permission for the nativity. Anyway, little Jesus will be in the cradle there in Olympia. Jeff?
Derry.
Hello.
Hey, Derry, I appreciate a minute here to take time to tell friends about Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Gave some tickets away last week. Have some more tickets we'd like to give to a listener. You can call me here at the 897-DERRY number, and we have two tickets to see the Guess Who. That is a 60s and 70s rock and roll band out of Canada. If you know the Guess Who, you'll know you'll have a good time. At any rate, we have a pair of free tickets for you at Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. They are also online at wildwoodspringslodge.com. And I'll take we'll take a call here after the show. Mylan Livestock is having a sale, and one of those gentlemen there have some of your old Brownfield Charlet bloodline in them. Do they taste better?
You know, once you get the peeling off, you can't hardly tell what kind of an apple it is.
Is that a registered bloodline? I mean,
Back many years ago in 1986, we bought a herd of registered Charlet out of South Dakota.
Gotcha.
And we didn't even know what it was. They called them the designer herd. Didn't know a thing about it. Okay. All I knew, I bought them sight unseen over the telephone, and when they unloaded, I thought, boy, those are the best-looking cows I've ever seen. I mean, for that many of them. We bought two potloads of these things. And then we started getting phone calls from people that had seen it written up in the Charlet Journal that I had been a major purchaser of this designer herd, which, like I say, I knew nothing about. And then some other folks explained to me what the cattle were and all. And then we registered about 200 calves a year for quite a while. They were really good to us. So anyway, it all worked out pretty good. And then the Charlet Association kind of changed things, and we dropped out. And so that's the way it was. But it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you while the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds that we're together?
With